Number 11258 in.
WA8KIM repeater. This is the WA8KIM repeater. Good evening. The time is 8 o'clock p.m.
WA8KIM connected. KC0ITF.
Wide X Net tonight, Saturday at 8 o'clock p.m.
This is WAAKIM. Looks like there's not a whole lot of activity tonight, huh?
No, I'll bet that they're all at 8 and 4 jets in Florida.
Yeah, I have my repeater recording it, but I still prefer talking on my digital node. That's why my call sign's listed there twice. I suppose three times once I'm actually transmitting. But, yeah, you know, without Rusty being able to host it, I thought there'd still be a few people that would come on, but looks like it's just you and I. I don't really have a whole lot to talk about myself, though, but is there a question or something you'd like to discuss?
We spent the day at the repeater site rearranging the rack with two of the three fusion box in it. We're getting ready to fire up a 7330 to it. So we've done one more module to start working on that. Other than that, now everything's doing good down here in Panhandle, Florida. And the name is Steve, sure. I think I'd like to pick for that one.
Hi, Steve. Yeah, my name's Kim, as my call sign probably implies. And Eagle, Michigan, just near the middle of, you know, pretty 10 miles west of Lansing, so pretty close to the middle of Michigan. Yeah, I've got the SCOM 7330 hooked up to my repeater, and that's what's recording this, Matt. And it plays really good. It does a great job. Except, of course, it's only analog because I don't have the DR1X repeater. So how do you plan on hooking up the 7330 to the DR1X? That's something I want to do when mine comes in, but I haven't done a whole lot of research into the actual wiring of it.
My call's November 4 at Gulf X-ray. Actually, we're on the M4 NID repeater here in town. And if you go to SCOM's website, the basic page,
where to
find it just a second.
If you're talking about their little cheat sheet wiring diagram, I do have it. I just haven't really experimented too much with it. I use it somewhat as a guide to talk to my Kenwood repeater. But I was wondering if that's what you were doing, if you had some other trick you were going to do.
A guy by the name of Justin Reed has cracked the nut, and it supposedly works very well. If you go to the SCOM homepage, and today, the second subdivision down, and you click to read more, and then it goes in there, and he's got the wiring and the configuration summary, interfacing the DR1X to the 7330, and then his the script that he uses for that. And he's written for port 2. Port 2 is what he's written it for. So if you need another port, you'll have to dissect the coding and change the port numbers accordingly.
WA8KIM repeater.
Okay, well, thank you for the advice. I downloaded that file, but never really took a look at it in depth as far as the SCOM programming. I looked at the wiring just briefly when I was hooking it up to the Kenwood here. I've gotten pretty good at the programming of the SCOM. If you want, I can actually share you all my programming I have, so for idea building. That's entirely up to you. I can email it to you if you give me an email address. But otherwise, yeah, the document looks pretty complete. I just haven't reviewed it in a little while. So I'll have to refresh my memory or, you know, take another good look at that. So I hope that it works out great for us.
Yeah, if you have pencil and paper, I'll be glad.
Number 11194 in.
I'm ready whenever you are. And like I said, I'll just email you what I've got done. You know, I'm still only new into it. I've only got maybe a week and a half into it, but at least give you some ideas of what I've done. And, of course, if you have improvements that you'd love to share with me, I'd welcome that. But, yeah, I'm ready for your email address.
Number 4, X-ray, at November 4. X-ray dot org. Oscar Radio Golf org.
Okay, it seems pretty obvious, but I have November 4 Golf X-ray at November 4 Golf X-ray dot org. Is that correct?
Yep, that's a good one.
Okay, as soon as I step away from the mic here long enough, I'll send an email, and like I said, feel free to comment to me if you have any suggestions too. So I see we at least have a couple more people, maybe at least one more person that has joined that group. So I've never done net control, I'm not good at it. I don't know if I'm good at it or not, but since I see that he's logged in, I will give a break for him. According to the internet here, we have a WA2WUN connection. I don't know if that's him or if it's somebody using his node, but at any rate, I'll pass it over to you. This is WAAKIM, and over to you, WA2WN node.
Good evening, everyone. My call is K3MLS. Name's Tom, and we were just sitting and listening to see what was going on.
Not a whole lot going up. Not tonight, looks like. Like I was saying, it looks like it was up in Dayton. Wish I was there, too. Always starting to make plans. Start scrolling money away and probably make reservations later on this week.
Sounds like a plan. I didn't think of that. Yeah, that's for sure. I've been watching some of the feeds, and yeah, it's packed, so that's what.
WAAKIM. I'm new on the 7330. You don't begin to know how new I am. You can only imagine. So if that, you got the source file with your comments in there, I can compile that. That would be, and if I come up with any changes or whatever, you might want to look close at Justin's script. I got one question for you, though. There's one command line in there without a password, so I know that's not going to fly. So I got asking if it says oops, what the deal is there. But yeah, look at that, read that kind of in depth there, and look real closely at how he did it. If you use the two outboard modules, I don't know if you're using DCS or if you're using CTCSS. We're using DCS here. It's cleaner than the CTCSS with the internal controller. We can make the SCOMs absolutely perfectly quiet with those. Anyhow, take a look. And that external squelch module he's using on the discriminator, it's an old-fashioned type squelch where it's actually got a pot on it, and you get about a 20-turn pot, so you can really fine-tune it. And you have really good hysteresis, so a mobile its picket fencing won't drop out as badly. That plus the flutter filter in the 7330, you should be able to mix most of the and things like that.
Okay, yeah, I'll do a little more reading into it. I looked at it earlier because I was going to try to not have to get the ADR, and I think with his stuff, I wouldn't have to use the ADR to do it all, but I still have to, they're still required an external CTCS or DCS decoder, and I end up going with the option of trying to order the ADR from kind of Arcom, so that way I would have the ability to, you know, basically to not avoid the warranty if I splice them into the wire into the DR1X. That much I remember reading in his. But yeah, I'll take a little more look in it. One thing I was surprised about the 7330 is that it only has the CTCSS encoder, so it doesn't seem to have any decoder, and it relies on the it relies on the repeater to do the decoding, and recognize that. So on the Kenwood, I had to assign a PL for it. And since it only does CTCSS encoding, I didn't know that I'd be able to reliably put out a DCS code. Basically, if I wanted a DCS, I'd have to have a decoder and encoder, I suppose, because the SCON doesn't seem to support that, unless I'm mistaken. But everything I've seen only does the CTCSS, which I was a little disappointed in. Anyway, I think I've rambled and never did answer your question. I forgot, was there a question you had for me there?
No, I'm good here. I'm going back out for a while. I'll go into listen mode for a bit, and we'll see if anyone else shows up. But you're right, it's in code only. You got to have the external, or the repeater's got to have its own board in it. And I think that's a legacy. Shows how long the controller's been around, because a lot of repeaters had decoders, but they did not have encoders. And more and more repeaters today are going both ways, which, because in our area here, we got a couple of repeaters. It's just because the repeaters are outside of the coordinated range. You got people that sit in the middle that they can hear both repeaters. So by using tone, decode them in their mobiles or at the house or handheld or whatever, they're not getting the interference from both repeaters. They're just hearing the one they want to hear. So, anyhow, I'll let you run. I'm going to go into listen mode for a bit. Get a name of Steve. See anything like a Victor Echo. And 4G10, Christian Florida.
W-A-H-K-I-M, repeater.
All right, Dave. Yes, Kim. I just sent an email to you with the my programming code thus far, and I'm sure I'll make changes and tweak it and things like that in the future. I did encode it with the idea of using that PROG 7330 program that that other ham radio operator wrote. I can't remember his call now. You know, it's $15, I think. It doesn't do a whole lot for you, but it does make it nice for you, the voice encoding, and also just being able to put a master password in, and it gets rid of all the garbage, you know, all your comments and things. So that program was worth the $15 to me. But at any rate, I sent you what I have with all my comments and stuff in there, and hopefully they'll help you. I won't really take up too much time on the net here either. I'll be in listen mode too for, you know, at least for another 45 minutes or so. So if anybody comes up with any questions, or Dave, if you get it, you read that email and have any questions, feel free to pop in. I'm just snacking on some pizza right now. I'm not doing anything important right now. It's 8 o'clock in the evening here. I just got home from work a little bit ago. So I'll pass it back to you, Dave, for a moment, and then we can pass it on over to, I think it was KA3LS or something like that. So I'll pass it back to you, Dave, and then we can hand it on over.
Yeah, it's Steve. Sierra Echo, Victor Echo, Steve. Okay, not a problem, yeah. And I did write down his call over. I know what repeater he's on. And we're going to sit back and I'll wait for that email to show up. And you're right, 7330 program is worth every penny of that $15. You can sit there, you can chew away at it, you can look at it, you can make all the comments in the world on your source code. And if you uncheck the, or if you make it to where it deletes all your comments, it makes a very nice, clean, small file for sending to the controller. And I've got a 232 port flashed up here, so it only takes a few seconds to upload the code. And we got the Wires X at the box running on a Lava computer. So I'm going to put a 232 port on that tied into the back of the SCOM and it gets to the site, and I have a Wi-Fi shot from the house to the site. And that's how it's, in fact, that's how it's actually now getting out to the internet. It's coming back to the house from the site over the Wi-Fi shot, just short of 4 miles away with the profiles, and then hitting the internet from here. So, say some grace, and we'll pass it over to whoever it was that was on WA2WUN. In the 4th Jersey.
Okay, Steve, no problem. Yeah, the call is KA3MLS. My name is Tom. We're on WA2WN repeater. We're located in southern New Jersey. So I'll just sit here and listen, guys. I just thought I'd check in, like I said, and didn't think about Dayton, but we'll just sit back for a little bit and see if anybody else jumps in there, and we'll let it go around again. So 7-3, everybody, for now, KA3MLS.
KB2AYS for check-in. Running off the WA2WUN.
WA2WN, this is WA8KIM. Heard you loud and clear. And I did want to make a quick comment to those that are listening. So, WA2, your repeater, your audio sounds great, or maybe even a little hot. I don't really know if I have nothing direct to compare it to. But this is for Steve, who I thought he had your name correct, N4JX. Your audio is very low in comparison to everybody else. I'm having to make significant audio adjustments. And that's just all. I'll just report my observation. I don't know if anything anybody wants to deal with it right now or not. But just posting what I've noticed, and you know, if anybody wants to give me feedback on my audio, too, I appreciate that, too, because I don't, of course, I don't know how I sound to you guys. So, anyway, this is WA8KM. I'll also be monitoring.
Okay, and 4JX, how's that sound to you now? 1-2-3-4-5-5-4-3-2-1 on the audio.
This is WAKM. Oh, it sounds much better. That was a big improvement. Thank you.
Kilo Bravo 2 Alpha Yankee Sugar.
Both of you guys sound fine to me. It's nice and even now, so I hope that's okay, but that's the best. Frank, no problem.
Number 11231 out.
Yeah, I don't know if they're hearing me or not. KB2AY.
This is WAKM. Yeah, I'm hearing you good. Due to cut out every once in a great while, but it could be in my end. I have that issue once in a while when, with the digital side. So, yeah, I'm hearing you good. I just had my mouth full. I was still eating my pizza, so I apologize for that.
Okay, I think you were talking to me. It's a little hard for me to copy the audio here on the... over on my side here in South Jersey, just a little on the bassy side, so I'll have to listen real clear, real good. Thank you. KB2 Alpha Yankee.
This is WAKM. I notice I have a couple of TechLink users listening to this. Would anybody object if I go ahead and open up their mic and let them speak if they choose to?
Audio from Echo Link enabled.
Okay, this is WAHAM. Just letting you know to the Echo Link users, I haven't really tested this script, but as far as I know, I did re-enable the audio. All I can report is the call signs are showing up on my computer here. I have a KC0ITF and an N5FM. You guys, your mic should be open, so feel free to either one of you pop into the group, say hi, or ask any questions.
W-A-H-K-I-M, repeater.
KC0ITF testing, how am I coming in?
This is W-A-H-K-M. Well, audio may be a little quiet, but it could be on my end, not necessarily yours, but I heard you just fine. Back to you. If you have any more comments or questions, feel free to say them.
Yeah, this is KC0ITF. The name is Jason, Juliet Alpha Yankee Theta Oscar November, here in La Junta, Colorado. I guess just listening in on the link and patiently waiting for our DR1X repeater to come in. We got in on the tail end of the main promotion now, so maybe we'll take advantage of the Northwest Digital add-on and put on D-Star on the repeater, so who knows. Back to that KC0ITF.
Alright, Jason. I too am waiting for my repeater to come in, the DR1X. I do have the wires I hooked up to my repeater in analog, as you probably since figured out. But, I'm anticipating that repeater. It looks like it'd be a lot of fun. My father has it. He only lives about 3 miles from me. And so we have had experimentation with it. We're still a little frustrated, or anxiously awaiting, I should say, to be able to do wires X and digital through his repeater, or even hook an external controller up to it and still have digital capability. We did order one of those adapters from Ken, from Arcom, to try to do that, but yeah, it's not come in yet. We're still waiting for its arrival. But do you have any plans for your repeater? So WAKIM over to KC0ITF.
No specific plans. I don't think we're going to hook it up to the internet. We don't haven't really tried to do anything with the internet before, so I don't know. I know we've got at least a personal Wires X node here that we're going to try and hook it up to an FT2800M. Even though the EAC people say you can't do it, I think we've perhaps figured out the wiring to do it. Since it's just a monoband 2-meter FM rig, it should be able to handle it. So we don't really want to spend the money to get the 400 DR mobile. If we don't have to spend the money, who knows? I guess we'll just have to see what happens. KC0ITF.
All right, well, Jason, my father has hooked up the Wires X repeater directly to his. The Wires X node directly up to his repeater, and that's pretty good success with it. I've heard a lot of hands have done that. But, of course, that forces us analog only. I do have the 400, and we experimented a fair amount, and just no matter what we tried, could not get Wires X to work in digital through the repeater. You know, we're just great in a 400. I'm actually talking to you right now with one of my 400s, excuse me, in the home, and it's connecting to my other 400 that's hooked up to the Wires X node. That's independent of the repeater. I do have another, Wires X node hardwired right into my repeater's controller. But I actually have three radios here that are in use at the moment. But that's because I still like talking in the digital mode in Wires X, and of course with my repeater it's all analog. But yeah, there's a lot of fun in the Wires X, a lot of neat things, and once Yaesu comes out with the firmware, we'll be able to do the full digital, I hope. But in the meantime, you know, you don't have to have any additional radio if you don't want, once you get that repeater in. It's hardwired right into that repeater, and you also have to go. The big disadvantage though is you lose all digital capability without getting that ADR from Ken anyway. So, this is W8KM. I'll go ahead and leave the table open for anybody to make any suggestions or have any questions or anything. This was my first time ever of unofficially becoming a net control. So, just please, comments are welcome if you want. Anyway, I'm leaving the table open. Anybody can make any comments or suggestions if they like.
This is W-A-A-K-I-M. I'm just letting everybody know. I see we have a new connection on Echolink, WM3M. Just welcome you to. There's no official net running right now, and I have Echolink fully enabled. So if you have any questions or comments, feel free to say anything. And I'll just throw a question out there. I have nothing to, has nothing to do with Wires X directly, so I don't know if anybody has heard any good news or any big news from the Dayton. I've been working this weekend and putting in hours, so I have not had a chance to do any browsing or researching. So I'll just, Pat will give a pause for a couple minutes for WM3M, see if he has any comments or questions, he or she. But then otherwise, we'll leave the table open. So pause for a few seconds, and then anybody can make any comments about Dayton if they've heard anything or have questions about it. This is W-A-A-K-I-M.
Number 11247 in.
Thank you. Go to www.wa8kim.com for repeater information.
This is Kilo India 4, Golf November Tango. Any other station present there? Well, give me information if there was a net tonight. I guess I missed it if there was.
KI4NT, this is WA8KIM. There is no official net, and we had a little bit of conversation earlier among a few connections, but as you can see, on the Wires X side, it's just you and me. And then we do have three Echolink users that have joined the net to fully enabled their microphone. So we had a little conversation, but nothing of importance. We just basically talked a little bit about repeater and how we're going to do with our DR1Xs when they come in. But I'll leave it to you. If you have any questions or comments, we'll see if we can answer them for you, or you know, if you have something, some news to tell us, we'd be happy to listen. So I'll pass it over to you. So KI4NT, this is WA8KIM.
W-A-K-K-I-M, KF4-G-N-T in Newport Richey, Florida. Okay, well, I was wondering if, you know, there was a net like normally there is. I had a clock today, and like I said, I think I missed a boat, in a way. Well, the only thing that, the only question I was having is that, not for me, but for another client, because I don't know how to answer it to him. He's transitioning into my node and, you know, connecting to rooms and disconnect like I'm doing. But me, myself, I don't know how else to tell him, because I can do it myself, no problem. You know, pushing the DX button and bringing up the list there. But it seems like from his end, I could see when it's connecting with the Wires X by my computer, but he's not getting no indication that he's connected. So, anyways, that was my question for today.
Okay, the previous time I was in, I was through my repeater, and now I'm going direct into a digital with the test of audio difference as well. It sounds like if you're seeing him for a brief moment but not able to talk to him and he's not able to stay connected, to me that usually is a sign of not all the ports being open on his system. For him, I'd have him try going through, the port check, the tools and port check, and see if he has OKs on all those. That'd be my first main indicator or question on that. Assuming he is doing it either directly from the computer or the radio. Actually, I guess that's the next question. Is he trying to do it from his radio or from the computer, or does he get the same result no matter how he tries to connect? So back to you, Eli. This is WAAKIM. My name here is Kim. Kilo India Mike.
Okay, Kim, yes. No. He's trying to get through the note I have here in my house from his FDM 400, remotely. I could see him connecting though here, but he is not getting no indication over there on his radio. He does not have a wired Xbox. Like I said, he's trying to connect to my node, in other words.
Okay, sorry, I must have missed that part of your comment. So, to do that, you have to hold down the DX button on his radio, and if he's within range, it should automatically connect to your node, as long as he's got the frequencies programmed correctly. The radios can have a preset frequency built in that it may be different than your frequency. You may have to go through the menus, or he may have to go through the menus, and try to find the preset mode menu option and have it go to only the the currently tuned frequency, or he can change the preset frequency. I don't know if that's the issue, if he's just hitting the wrong frequency or not holding the DX button down. I have also noticed that it takes a pretty strong audio tip or a pretty strong connection to actually be able to use the Wires X menus. But if he were just to try talking, he should have no problem. And I'm assuming he's doing all this in the digital mode. Is that correct? So back to Eli. This is WAAKI.
He has all that correct. I verified that with him. Like I said, he is connected here. But he's not getting no indication on the radio screen over there. I can see it here. He connected to one of the fellow hams room, and he didn't even notice it. That's the thing. He's not getting no confirmation like I do when I connect to my, to the wired Xbox that I got here with the handheld.
WAAKIM repeater.
Okay, well, it sounds like you guys have done all the troubleshooting that I could think of. I have not had that issue. I have not come across anybody else having that issue, at least in the reading I've done. I may have missed it or something. But, I'm not sure why. If it's all just going through, if he's connecting and everything, he just doesn't get the feedback information on it. Then I'm not sure. Am I FQ1 in the 400? If I hold down that DX button, I get that confirmation. I suppose you could try a new firmware and try to make sure he's running the latest firmware. And the only other thing I think of would be is make sure that you, on your Wires X node, are running the latest version of the software, version 1.060, I think. It gets downloaded from the website. And my HRI 200 came in, the Wires X and boxes. They came with an older version of Wires. I had to download the newer version of Wires. I have no idea if that was a big problem, but it was the only suggestion that I can think of.
Okay, well, I'm trying to see where I could actually see the version of the software that I got. Do you remember off the top of your head where you could actually see that?
Yeah, and your WiresX program, just go to Help and click About. And look at the very first one, wiresx.exe. It'll say, mine says version 1.0.6.0. Yeah, I'd be kind of surprised if that's really the issue, because it sounds like you're not having any issues. So it's probably more on his end. Maybe he needs to update his firmware, I'm not sure. But the only things I can think of, because it does sound like everything else that you're doing is correct.
Okay, yeah, I'm looking at it right now. And it says, IF box firmware says 8.1.0.0.2013, and the WiresX EXE, it says they're 1.0.10, WiresX application.
Okay, you are running the older version. The WiresX, says wires-x.exe version. That should be 1.0.6.0. If you go to the website and download the latest version, I don't know if that'll make a difference on his problem, but at least you'll know you're running the latest version. The software is available on Yaesu's website. You know, you go to Yaesu, click on their WiresX little icon, and I think it's in the left of the screen, and log in using your node information. You'll be able to download the latest software. It's worth a try. See if that'll fix your problem. So anyway, I should ID. This is WAAKIM.
Okay, I'm actually looking to log into the Yaesu webpage. So, I can see if I don't know if that will fix the issue, but let's hope so. In other words,
number 11036 in.
Yeah, I guess it won't hurt. There must be some improvement they made between their original version and the 106. Although I do not know what the difference is. I've never actually run the original software, so I haven't had any experimenting with it. And again, he could check his radio's firmware too. I run the latest on my firmwares and all of them, and I have never experienced what he's doing. And, you know, we have multiple radios and multiple boxes, and we have never had a problem. So hopefully that'll fix the problem. But if not, I guess there'll be an official net next week, and there'll be a lot more experts listening. So if you're unable to fix it tonight, using that, come back next week, I imagine, and at that time, Rusty, K1GTS, he'll be back, and he runs a good net, so I think they're just all at Dayton right now. That's why the net was not official today. So, anyway, good luck to you, and I'll be standing by if you have any more questions or not to come up, or even if you reinstall your software, I'll still be listening for at least a half hour, and you can always pop back in and let us know if you have any good results from it. Anyway, I'll pass the net back over to leave it to open table. So if anybody has any questions or comments, there's a few of us listening. I'll be monitoring and leave the table open. So if anybody has any questions, feel free to ask. This is WAAKIM.
Okay, I'm looking at the WiresX on Yaesu. I clicked on the logo and it put me in where it says, what is WiresX? User page, WiresX ID list, opening node, and then it has down below member login, user ID, password, etc.
I think to download the software, I had to log in to my user ID. My internet's quite slow, so my page was still loading, but stand by. I'll log in with my user ID and password and see if that helps us out. This is WAAKIM.
Okay. Boy, I don't even know where I put that, to be honest with you. I know I have it somewhere. Boy, I got so many papers. So I guess I'll be SOL on that. But anyway, yeah, I'll take a listen here. I'll be standing by. KF4DNT.
This is WAAKIM. Okay, I verified that you almost remember my login password was too. My problem was that when I entered my login information, it required all, you know, I put in my call sign in as all capitals, you know, capital W, capital AAKIM, and I kept trying to log in without the capital letters. That doesn't matter on this one. So, yeah, you have to log in. Once you do, once you find your login and password, go to Node Owners page, and the first thing right on there, it'll say download the WiseX software. If you end up not being able to get it, I'm sure I can email it to you. My internet's slow, like I said, but I'm sure I can email it to you. All you have to do is just send me an email if you'd like me to. My email is kim@kim125.com. So Kilo India Mike at Kilo India Mike 125.com. Or you can just type in my call sign in any web, you know, go to my webpage, waakim.com, and all my information's there under the contact tab, you know, my email and stuff. So if you have trouble getting it, just let me know, and I'll be happy to email it to you or at least email you the link.
Okay, when you were mentioning all that, I was not ready to copy. Sorry about that. To what email address I should email you to?
Yeah, no problem. I did kind of spring that on you. My email address is kim@kim125.com. So Kilo India Mike at Kilo India Mike, the number's 125.com. Or just go to my callsign.com, that's WAAKIM.com website, and that'll get you my email address there too.
Okay, I guess I'll do it this way. Is the email that you know on your TRZ webpage, is it good?
Yeah, I forget about that. You have to go to QRZ, type in my call sign, you can get my email address there. Yep, I keep that current.
Okay. I'll have to find the the user ID and the password, and like I said before, I don't know where that is right now at this moment. I'll have to take a deep thinking right now for it. Anyway, it's interesting what you said about the porch. Hang on a second. Let me look at this up here in 1 second. On the WireZX page itself. You know, on the Tools where we do that test of the port check, and the only one that is checking good is the ILS. The ILS. Do you think that will be the problem? I've never had a problem before, even though that one is not checking good, but anyway, I just a thought out there.
Well, I'm honestly unsure what the ILS port does, but it would be worthwhile trying to fix that port. For me, what I did is, trying to remember the numbers, I think they're port 56100. Anyway, it's like I think it's 56100 to 56122. I went ahead and just port forwarded all 22 of those ports in my router right to my Leva computer, and, that's how I did it. I didn't use that UPnP part, especially with IP addresses changing things. I also, manually assigned IP addresses just for a safety thing. So maybe get the large port range. Maybe that'll help you. But in that UPnP part, automatic part, those usually work pretty good. So yeah, I don't know. I have no idea what that report does, but it's definitely worth trying to fix. So, back to you. This is W88KIM.
So I guess, judging by what you said, if I click on automatic UPIN, UPNP, I'm sorry, that should fix the issue. I wonder if I could do that while I'm, connected to a room. I guess this is worth a try there. Hello there, Dave, by the way, and 4DLW, welcome, KF4GNT in the group.
I've never done it while it's active into a room, but you probably can. Of course, your router would have to support the UPNP for that to work, but mine does. So I still don't remember what those port numbers are. I was trying to look them up for us while I'm there talking here, but not having much luck. And I miss it, looking at other things. I missed the N4DLW Dave on here. So all I'm going to do is pass it over to Dave there, see if he has any comments or questions. If you don't, Dave, I guess you can just remain silent for a minute and we'll leave the net back open to folks. But Dave, feel free to join in. This is an unofficial net. I'm assuming Rusty's at Dayton. I don't know if that's true or not, but I know he was unable to be net controller tonight, so we were just kind of chit-chatting here and just throwing out ideas and questions. So over to you, Dave, N4DLW. This is W88KIM.
Okay, Kim, I guess he doesn't want to pick it up there. I just did that and didn't do any changes for that while you were talking, so... Oh boy. I'll have to search for that user ID and password, like I said, and go from there. After that is done, if nothing changes, then I will I'll give you a call on here for sure. Alrighty then. I'll let you go there. Thanks for all the info, by the way. KF4GNT.
Okay, good luck to you. This is W88KIM. And just a clarification, I looked up the port. It's 46,100 to 46,122. I just port-forwarded all those 23 ports, and everything's worked okay for me. But anyway, I'm sure you've already tried things like that, but that's what worked for me. So I'm going to go ahead and leave the table open here for anybody to make any questions or comments. And an FYI for those that care to know, there is the Echolink connection is active now too for two-way communication. So it's like, you know, there is one extra party listening on Echolink. So anyway, I'll leave the table open to anybody for questions or comments. This is W88KIM. Feel free to say anything if anybody wants.
Number 11280 out.
W88KIM repeater. This is the W88KIM repeater. Good evening. The time is 9 o'clock p.m.
N5SMN disconnected. W88KIM.
N4DLW, Dave, are you listening? Are you paying attention, Dave? Are you here?
W88KIM repeater.
W88KIM connected. KA7WZM.
KA7WZM. This is WA8KIM. Letting you know that as with your Echolink connection, you are also connected to our WireZag CQ America net that was canceled tonight, or was not put on tonight due to, you know, I think probably because of the Dayton Hamvention. But just letting you know you are live, and if you have any questions or comments for the net, the wires, the YAESU System Fusion WireZag net, feel free to speak up. We have about 5 listeners right now. This is WAAKIM. Just letting everybody know in the WireZag net that as far on my end, the connection will be dropping from my repeater, which will also drop the internet feed and also the inner or the Echolink connection. Of course, the people that are connected directly to the CQ America net can feel free to talk, but I will be ending my portion of the transmission in about 2 minutes. Anybody has any last minute questions or comments, I'll still be listening for a couple more minutes. This is WAAKIM.